questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Canon and Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions on different issues in Islam. And for that, we are trying to invite different scholars from Qom Seminary Schools to help us answer the questions that we pose in this series of shows. Like recent shows, we have invited Sheikh Murtada Karimi, a researcher from Qom Seminary Schools, to answer the question that we shall pose today. Before starting our discussion, I'd like to welcome Sheikh Murtada to the show. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us to have you here, Sheikh. The question of the day that we need to ask it from your presence, dear Sheikh, is about the important act of worship that is Hajj. Hajj among Muslims is a very great event and one of the most important acts of worship that every Muslim from around the world wishes to at least perform it once. I wish and I pray for all the brothers and sisters who are listening to this show so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the tawfiq to perform Hajj, inshallah, in their lifetime. For those who are going, inshallah, for this spiritual journey, inshallah, in upcoming days, since it's very close and we are approaching the days of Hajj and we are in the days of Dhul Qa'dah or Dhul Hajjah, so people are preparing themselves for this great spiritual journey. So we wanted to ask you to give us some hints or guidelines. How can we prepare ourselves before we depart from our country, our hometown? And then what we can do during the time that we are in Medina or the time that we are in Mecca? What kind of, let's say, recommendations will you share with us, inshallah, based on the advices and words of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim
salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are many points to be mentioned here, but I try to refer to some narrations to share some of the most important ones. Hopefully they would be beneficial for the dear listeners.
Inshallah.
And maybe one of the most important preparations for Hajj is to know what Hajj is all about.
Mm-hmm.
We know that every act of worship has a kind of appearance, and then there are many hidden layers to it.
Yeah.
The same is true about Hajj. So those people who want to go to Hajj, sometimes because of the fact that they come to this conclusion that there are many points that they need to consider when it comes to manasik, the rituals, like how to put on the ihram clothes and what to refrain from, how to do tawaf, circumambulations around Kaaba, what to do in Mina, Arafat. So they become too much busy with all these points, which of course are important.
Mm-hmm.
But more important than that is to know the reality behind all these rituals and actions.
Yeah.
And it seemed that Hajj is the act of worship with the most, rituals. I do not think we can find any other act of worship which can be similar to Hajj.
With those delicacies that one can imagine.
Exactly. And that is why it's been, according to some scholars, we have the concept of ta'abbud, that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most in the act of worship in Hajj. During Hajj, we need to do ta'abbud a lot, meaning that we have so many acts to be done,
mm-hmm.
and apparently, we do not know any meaning. So why we need to put on the clothes of Ihram? Why do we need to do circumambulation 7 times? And so on and so forth. But the point is that I believe that before going to Hajj, some people go to all these details, but they also need to come to this point that there is a reality for each and every action of Hajj, for mm-hmm. each for all these rituals, and there is a philosophy.
Yeah.
So I would like to share a narration from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, which can help our dear listeners to come to a deeper understanding of Hajj.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they can I mean, ponder over these philosophies before going to Hajj, then they will have a very, a more spiritual journey. So it's not only about doing all these rituals. There are so much behind that, spiritual and hidden layers of it. Mm-hmm. And it would bring about much more fruits in terms of, spiritual fruits. This narration is about a conversation between Imam Sajjada alayhi salam and Shibli. I'm not going to talk about the authenticity of this narration. Even if Imam Sajjada alayhi salam had not said, this narration, and this is not attributed to him, the content of the narration is important in terms of, spiritual aspects of Hajj.
Very true.
It's been mentioned that after Hajj, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam saw Shibli and told him that, he asked him about where he's coming from. And Shibli mm-hmm. said that I'm coming from Hajj. Then the Imam asked him, did you go to Miqat? Did you, put on and put off the clothes of Ihram? Did you do the ghusl, the major ablution for Ihram? Shibli said that, yes, I've done all these rituals.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Imam said that when you were putting off your clothes, did you intend that I'm putting off the clothes of sin? So the Imam is giving a spiritual aspect to this, physical act, which mm-hmm. is a ritual,
very
which
true.
Is important.
Mm-hmm.
But more important than that is that when I'm putting off my clothes to put on the ihram, I need to remember that right now I'm putting off the clothes of sin, that I'm getting away from all those sins.
Very
Shibli
true.
Said that no. The Imam said that when you were putting on the clothes of Ihram, do you intend that I'm putting on the clothes of obedience to God? Again, he said no. Imam asked him, when you were doing the ghusl, the ablution of Ihram, did you intend that you are washing off all your sins that you have committed? Again, he said that no. He said that I've done all the rituals, but I did not pay attention to the
philosophy
of it and the mm-hmm. spiritual meaning of it. So then the Imam explained that the true meaning of putting on the clothes of Ihram is that I'm putting on the clothes of obedience to God, and I'm putting off the clothes of sins and obedience. And when, for example, you're doing, Imam explains about all the details and rituals of Hajj, I just explained some of them. So we know that it's been recommended for people to repeat Labbaik when they are doing different rituals of Hajj. So Imam says that when you're saying Labbaik, it's not only saying Labbaik with your tongue. You need to remember that you're making a covenant with God, that, oh God, I'm making a covenant with you, that I will say only what is, permitted by you, and I will not say anything which is an act of obedience.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
When you come to Hajar al-Aswad and you want to touch it and kiss it, you need to remember that symbolically speaking, Hajar al-Aswad is like the hand of God, spiritually mm-hmm. speaking, yeah. and symbolically speaking. Again, when you touch it, it is as if you're, making a promise to God yeah. that, oh God,
I'm paying allegiance to God.
Yeah, I'm not going to sin with my hand
mm-hmm.
anymore. When you're standing next to the Maqam of Ibrahim, you need to remember that you are going to be at least like Ibrahim in, struggling against Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Imam talked about Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, one of the obligatory rituals of Hajj. The Imam asked him, do you know the philosophy of that? Again, he said, no. Then the Imam explained that Sa'i between Safa and Marwa means that I'm in the state between Khawf and Raja, fear and hope, which is, one of the Islamic principles for spirituality, as mentioned by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. And then Imam said that we know that one of the obligatory acts for Hajj is Tawaf al-Nisa, one of the circumambulations around Kaaba, but the name is Nisa because before that the intimate relation is forbidden and after that it is allowed. Also, Tawaf al-Nisa, symbolically speaking, at least one of the indications of it is that it reminds you of the importance and the great status of women. You need to honor, a woman who was residing in this place, Hajar, whether you are a man or a woman, and so on and so forth. So all these points are mentioned by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Again, as I mentioned, we are not talking about the authenticity of this narration. It's full of lessons for the people who want to go to Hajj. First of all, so my first point is that we need to know the reality of Hajj before going to Hajj. The next point, the next tip is that people who want to go to Hajj are highly recommended to, pay off the rights of the people. We know about the concept of haqqun nas, the rights of the people. And we see something like that, as a custom among the people who want to go to Hajj. They go to their friends, their family members, and ask them for forgiveness. So it's very important that when I'm going to Hajj, then all the people are happy with me. No one is angry with me. If I, owe some money or any other property to other people, I need to make sure that I repay that money, or at least I talk to those people to give me some time. So it's very important for us to, without any kind of rights upon our shoulders before going to Hajj. Before going to Hajj, according to many scholars, people are highly recommended to also repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And as I mentioned, both rights of right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqqullah, and haqqun nas, the rights of the people, are very important before going to Hajj. It's very important that when you enter the city of Mecca or Medina, there is no right upon your shoulder, whether it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the rights of the people. To write your will or wasiyah, you know that this is one of the highly recommended deeds for the people, to have a will. But when it comes to going to Hajj, we know that at the end of the day, this is, a journey, and we are highly recommended to, if we do not have any will already, we are recommended to write a will as well.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for your beautiful explanations and this beautiful narration that you actually narrated for us as for this spiritual journey. I think every single word of this hadith and narration is enough for us to get shocked and to know where we are going to go and what we are going to perform. So it's time to, inshallah, focus and ponder on such issues and enter the land of revelation with good knowledge and a comprehensive understanding of the place and the time that we are in. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to perform a hajj, an accepted hajj, during our lifetime. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin وحسين وحسن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن. لعلي وحسين وحسن. لعلي وحسين وحسن. كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن.
يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن